Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Natural Grocers first quarter fiscal year 2014 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. I'd now like to turn the conference over to Mr. John Bourne, General Counsel for Natural Grocers. Mr. Bourne, you may begin.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Natural Grocers by Vitamin Cottage first quarter fiscal year 2014 earnings conference call. On the call with me today are Kemper Isley, our co-president, and Sandra Buffa, our chief financial officer. Before we start, let me remind you that all statements made in this conference call, other than statements of historical fact, are forward-looking statements. All forward-looking statements are based on current expectations and assumptions that are subject to risks and uncertainties. Actual results could differ materially from those described in the forward-looking statements because of factors such as industry, business strategy, goals and expectations concerning our market position, the economy, future operations, margins, profitability, capital expenditures, liquidity and capital resources, other financial and operating information, and other risks detailed in the company's most recently filed Forms 10Q and 10K. The information we present is accurate as of the date of this call. The company undertakes no obligation to update forward-looking statements. The company's earnings release was issued and made available this afternoon. The discussion that follows assumes you've had the opportunity to read the release. The release, along with a transcript of a recording of this call and a reconciliation of non-GAAP measures used by us, will be available at our website at investors.naturalgrocers.com for a minimum of 30 days. If you have not had the opportunity to read the release, we recommend that you read it in conjunction with or after this call. Now, I will turn the call over to our co-president, Kemper Isley.
Thank you, John. Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to report another quarter of solid financial results, and we continue to meet our outlook expectations. We look forward to carrying this positive momentum into the rest of fiscal 2014. During the quarter, net sales increased 25.8%, with comparable store sales increasing 10.6%. Mature store sales continue to be strong, increasing 6.9%. Additionally, we experienced positive sales trends across all departments during the quarter. We believe the increase in comparable and mature store sales reflects the commitment we have to our customers, resulting from our continued focus on our founding principles. In addition to expanding the top line by 25.8%, we are pleased with our continued leverage, as indicated by net income increasing 31.6% quarter over quarter. Our diluted earnings per share were 13 cents this quarter compared to 10 cents in the prior comparable quarter. During the first quarter, we opened four new stores, expanding our geographic footprint in Idaho, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Texas. Our new stores are performing in line with expectations, and we remain on track with our new store pipeline. Now, I will turn the call over to Sandra to highlight our first quarter fiscal 2014 financial results.
Thank you, Kemper, and thank you all for joining us this afternoon. Turning to our financial results, we are pleased to report net sales increased in the first quarter of fiscal 2014 to $120.6 million, or 25.8% over the same period in fiscal 2013. Comparable store sales increased 10.6% quarter over quarter, driven by a 5.1% increase in daily average transaction count and a 5.3% increase in average transaction size. Our mature store base continues to be strong, with daily average mature store sales increasing 6.9% quarter over quarter. Gross profit during the first quarter of fiscal 2014 increased 27.1% to $35.4 million, driven by strong comparable store sales and new store growth. Gross margin increased 30 basis points due to increases in product margins across all departments, including productivity improvements at the bulk food repackaging facility. The increases in product margin were partially offset by a shift in sales mix. Occupancy costs as a percent of sales increased during the first quarter due to increased average lease expenses at new stores. The stores that were accounted for as capital leases, rather than being reflected as operating leases, increased gross margin as a percent of sales by approximately 60 and 25 basis points in the first quarter of fiscal 2014 and 2013, respectively. Store expenses decreased 20 basis points to 20.9% of sales during the quarter. The decrease was driven by a decrease in salary-related expenses as a percent of sales at comparable stores, partially offset by an increase in depreciation expense at new stores. Administrative expenses as a percent of sales decreased 30 basis points quarter over quarter as a result of the company's continued ability to support sales growth without proportionate investments in overhead. During the quarter, net income increased 31.6% to $2.9 million with diluted earnings per share of 13 cents. EBITDA increased 38.1% to $9.4 million, or 7.8% of sales in the first quarter. The stores that were accounted for as capital leases, rather than being reflected as operating leases, increased EBITDA as a percent of sales by approximately 60 and 40 basis points in the first quarter of fiscal 2014 and 13, respectively. Balance sheet and liquidity highlights are as follows. As of December 31, 2013, we had $6.2 million of cash and cash equivalents and $1.2 million in available-for-sale securities, as well as no amounts outstanding on the revolving credit facility. During the quarter, we amended and restated our $15 million credit agreement with improved terms and extended the maturity by 3 years to January 31, 2017. During the quarter, we generated $5.3 million in cash from operations and invested $7.7 million in property and equipment, primarily on new stores. Now I will turn the call back to Kemper to discuss our new store growth and outlook for fiscal 2014.
Thank you, Sandra. As I mentioned at the beginning of the call, we are pleased with the financial strength and solid execution we continue to deliver. During the quarter, we opened 4 new stores, bringing our total count to 76 stores in 13 states. We have 10 signed leases for the remaining 11 stores planned to open in fiscal 2014 for locations in Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Utah, and Washington. Our new stores are located in a mix of urban and suburban areas, as well as new and existing markets. Additionally, we already have good visibility into the fiscal 2015 real estate pipeline. As we discussed on prior calls, during this quarter we began implementation of a human resource information system. We believe this system will enhance our ability to support our employees at all locations. We expect to start seeing the initial benefits of this implementation during our third fiscal quarter. We are consistently focused on managing and controlling our growth, and we see this as a positive step to support our growth going forward. Moving to our outlook, our first quarter results were in line with expectations, and thus we are reaffirming our previously announced fiscal 2014 outlook. During fiscal 2014, we expect to open 15 new stores, resulting in a 21% unit growth, remodel 2 existing stores, achieve daily average comparable store sales growth of 8.5 to 9.5%, deliver EBITDA margins of 7.8 to 8%, achieve net income margins of 2.4 to 2.6%, achieve diluted earnings per share of between 58 and 63 cents, and incur capital expenditures of between 35 to 37 million. We remain true to our 5 founding principles and continue to focus on what differentiates us: our unique natural and organic product offerings at affordable prices. We continue to gain trust and loyalty from our customers through our high-quality standards in nutrition education. We believe these unique differentiating factors help insulate us from economic pressure and will continue to support our solid financial results. We will allocate the remaining time to questions. Please limit your questions appropriately so that everyone has an opportunity to participate. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Our first question comes from Sean Naughton at Piper Jaffray.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Gross margins looked really nice in the quarter. Can you talk a little bit maybe about some of the productivity benefits you got in the expanded bulk facility? And is this something that has a line item potentially to continue leveraging as you continue to gain scale here through the balance of the year?
Our bulk facility annualized in the first quarter, and it showed significant improvement during the quarter, and we expect it to continue to improve throughout the year.
Do you think it should be at a similar rate, or because that kind of annualized that now would be a little bit less of a gross margin driver moving forward?
No, I think it'll be at a similar rate.
Okay, great. And then on the revenue line item, obviously 25% is a terrific number, but just thought it might have been a little stronger given the nice comps that you guys had there. Was there anything in terms of number of days in the quarter or when the new stores opened that may have impacted that that top line number?
Yeah, you know, two of our stores opened in mid-December and one opened towards the end of December, two of the new stores, and so that kind of had an impact definitely on the revenue numbers.
Okay, great. And then just quick lastly on competition.
And one of the stores that opened in December opened in the middle of that nasty ice storm down in Texas, just to let you know. Very helpful at all.
Not good for getting to a store. Lastly on the competition, a lot of conversation about a lot of competitors coming into this market. I know Trader Joe's is coming to Colorado in February. I know you compete with them in other markets, but maybe could you just talk about, you know, how you do against them in other markets and, you know, maybe just generally address the competitive dynamics that you're seeing in the marketplace today?
Well, specifically about Trader Joe's, I would say that, you know, they're a food retailer. The number of items that we stock, that they stock, is very limited. And so their impact on our sales usually when they open near one of our stores is very limited. I would actually say that we're probably more synergistic than super competitive. I mean, that they would be more synergistic to our sales in the long run than super competitive to our, I mean, damaging to our sales in the long run.
Okay. And then just anything on competition that you're seeing out there outside of, you know, just more players in the space as you go to new markets, or is it relatively unchanged at this point in time from your perspective?
From our perspective, it's relatively unchanged. I mean, Denver is perhaps one of the most competitive natural foods markets in the country, and we've been dealing with it for a long time.
Okay, great. Thank you, and best of luck in Q2.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from Bill Tripoli at Longbow Research.
Yes, good afternoon. Just a couple quick questions. I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit more about maybe by category, supplements versus grocery. You know, if you've maybe noticed a little bit more of a shift than in the past. I know there's been some kind of discussion out there that maybe supplements have been a little bit slower lately, but curious what you're seeing in your markets.
Supplement sales, we still had positive growth in supplement sales during the quarter. They're just not growing as fast as our grocery sales have been growing. I wouldn't say that we had a deacceleration in sales of supplements.
Okay, that's helpful. And then just on the comp, the 10.6, you know, very, very good numbers here. Just kind of curious, you know, you're not changing your guidance for the year. Is that maybe you being a little bit conservative, or is it just kind of the expectation that maybe, you know, comparisons get a little bit tougher in the back half of the year and you're factoring that in?
You know, we want to make sure that our number is achievable, and so we have a what we think is an achievable number out there. As far as, you know, it's hard to continue to do double-digit increases year in, year out. So that's what I would have to say about that.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
The next question comes from Kate Wendt at Wells Fargo Securities.
Yeah, thank you. Congrats on a great quarter amidst what has been a pretty awful period for most other retailers. Just wanted to ask you actually about some other things in terms of the supply chain, whether you think the earlier season freeze and now current drought in California as well as storms in other parts of the country could impact supply and lead to either inflation or impact margins here as we move throughout the year.
I think that the drought in California is somewhat concerning in regards to nut supplies, that's for sure, and the pricing on nuts. As far as, you know, the freezes and so forth, I mean, mainly that would affect fresh produce, and, you know, you expect that at this time of year.
Okay, great. So it sounds like not too big of an impact. And then just following up on Sean's question on gross margin, you know, you guys have, you know, last quarter had margin improvements in all categories and mix had been hurting you and your overall gross margin was still down. Would you say then that the improvement this quarter is mostly the bulk production facility just starting to kick in or maybe less shrink on better sales or maybe supplements performing better than they did last quarter? Any other color there would be helpful.
The distribution center helped, but we had margin improvement in almost all of our all categories over the last quarter. Just from, you know, I mean, like in dairy, we decided to emphasize cheese a little bit more, and that has a better margin than milk, and so that improved our margin in dairy substantially. Our produce margin was stronger because we had less shrink in the produce department during the quarter. Supplements, we did lose a little bit of ground as has been the trend, but we had a little bit of improvement in the margin there also.
Okay, that's great. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
The next question comes from Joe Edelstein at Stephens Inc.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking the questions.
Sure. Thanks, Joe, for asking them.
First to start then, you did mention that you're looking forward to carrying, you know, this solid momentum here into the rest of the year. Could you just update us as to where you're tracking so far through January?
You mean as far as our sales go?
Comps, yes.
We really don't discuss sales outside of the end of a quarter.
Okay, that's fair. You also mentioned that you're getting that visibility on the 2015 store openings. You know, is that really a pickup in developer activity, or are you still finding available, you know, existing sites?
Well, right now there's a lot of available existing sites coming available, really good existing sites coming available due to some consolidation in the office supply business.
And has there been any pickup in terms of the level of competition, you know, for those existing sites?
All good sites have a lot of competition, and it's always been that way. I mean, at the very bottom of this downturn, good sites had competition for them. I mean, it's tough to get good sites. You have to be aggressive, and you have to have your eyes and ears to the ground.
Sure. Maybe one more question for me then. The leverage just at the administrative level, you know, continued progress there. And, you know, if you were to assume that business continues, you know, at a similar pace that what we've seen, maybe even, you know, the high end of the guidance range, would there be any sort of catch-up bonus accruals or anything else that we should consider?
We accrue our incentive compensation by quarter. So there's no catch-up.
Okay, great. Thanks for taking the questions today.
Mm-hmm.
The next question comes from David McGee at SunTrust Robinson Humphrey.
Yeah, hi, guys. Good quarter.
Thanks, David.
Just a couple of questions. One is, you referenced the new HR system. I'm just curious if you could give some more color around that. And is that something that's sort of, you know, primarily beneficial to the employees, or is it, you know, help you with the cost side, or both?
It'll help us with both areas. I mean, it'll give us a better way to communicate to everybody that works here, and it will help us to train people better. It'll help us to just be more efficient on the human resources side of the equation.
Okay. With regard to the drought in California, if it gets worse from here and say it doesn't rain that much this spring, what would be your course of action? Would you source from Mexico, or is there things you've done in the past that sort of offset that you could go to?
Well, I think that a lot of the agriculture out in California is using wells, and so even if the drought got worse, I think that the well situation, they're going to drill a bunch more wells that are deeper.
Okay.
But I mean, that's what I've gotten from talking with various farmers out there, that seems to be the course of action right now.
I see. And then lastly, as you've gone to new markets like Oregon, are you finding interesting trends with regard to mix of business or the cost of business that might be new to you or that surprised you in any way?
I think every state has its own surprises, except for Wyoming is the best state of all as far as cost of business goes.
Okay. All right.
And they don't have an income tax, and they don't have a business franchise tax, and they don't regulate you to death, and they're really nice in Wyoming.
Great. Thank you, and good luck here.
Thanks.
The next question comes from Mitchell Pinheiro at Imperial Capital.
Yeah. Hey, good afternoon. Just two questions. One, on the supplement side, did you notice any impact on your supplement sales as a result of that flawed study or the flawed conclusions on the on that vitamin study published, you know, a couple months ago?
Fortunately, our customers are very well educated, and it really didn't have much of an impact.
Okay. And then second, as it relates to the new store, did you talk about how many your new stores for the second quarter and perhaps, you know, how they're going to be spaced out within the quarter?
We will open 4 stores this quarter. 2 of them are opening in February and 2 are opening in March.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Mike Signore at William Blair.
Hi, everyone. Thanks. Thanks for squeezing me in here at the end. I just had a question on if sales were different at all across geographies, and I guess the reason I ask is because the Nielsen data seemed to show that sales of natural and organic grocery products may have slowed during the fourth quarter, and obviously you didn't see that. So were there any particular markets that saw outsized growth or maybe even some markets that saw slower growth?
No, I wouldn't say that there was any market that was in particularly better than another market. Texas has been particularly strong for us, but that's because those stores are younger.
Okay.
So you have more growth potential down there. And I think part of the issue with the sales data is that, you know, Thanksgiving came a week later in the quarter than it normally does. And so that kind of had an impact on December sales a little bit because there was only there was 1 week less between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then just you kind of already answered it, but on the expectation you have for inflation, I guess before on the last call you kind of said maybe moderate. Some of the CPI data we show kind of shows that decelerating. I mean, is your expectation for inflation in 2014 changed at all, or is it relatively the same?
It's relatively the same. So far, okay. We have not seen a lot of price inflation.
Okay. And then I just have one question on the P&L here. So pre-opening expense of $900,000 in the quarter, that seemed to be a little bit lower than where we were. And I guess, you know, you had relatively the same amount of stores as last quarter. I mean, is that just because there were later store openings and some of that cost gets pushed into Q2? Or is, you know, $900,000 kind of the run rate here for the rest of the year?
Andrew, can you answer that question?
Yeah, I think some of the difference that was moving along had to do with just the timing of when the stores were opening and when we were getting billed and paying for specific costs. There's also some change that you see in that line if the store is a capitalized store or if it's an operating store.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Mark Siegel at Canaccord.
Hi, it's Scott Van Winkle here. Thanks. You know, most of the questions have been asked, but the mature comp looks like a nice little acceleration of 6.9%, while the comps overall have been relatively consistent. Is any color you can kind of throw out on why the mature comp accelerated?
Compared to last year, it was a little bit less, but, you know, our mature stores just do pretty well as far as keeping on comping. And as we, you know, the mature comp more come on board that are younger every year, so that kind of helps also, if that makes sense to you.
You know, stores that are 6 years old, 5 years old, start to move in there.
Yeah.
Are we at a point where maybe that scenario is accelerating? Where, I mean, are we 6 years removed from a significant acceleration in unit growth?
No, I think that it'll be about 2 more years before we really have that significant unit growth that starts going into the mature comp.
Gotcha. And then,
it is more than it used to be, because at that point, I think there was like 6 stores that probably came on at that point in time.
Right. Yeah. But that point, the point where you accelerated to kind of this 20% or so unit growth, that might have been 4 years ago.
That was about right. Yes.
Excellent. And then on the gross margin, the commentary about, you know, kind of improvements throughout the store, everything from, you know, shrink to mix within, you know, categories like dairy, et cetera. Is that something that, you know, you drive with your store leadership, something that, you know, they're measured against? Is this a new emphasis?
No. We've always had our high shrink categories as part of the incentive comp judgments at our store level. But we really put a lot of emphasis on those categories in the last couple of quarters. And so that helped to change mix in the dairy category, as I said, and then also to lower shrink in the produce category.
Great. And then one more, if I could. You know, everyone's kind of focused on some of these hot categories, you know, in your stores and the space in general, like gluten-free or the, you know, the non-GMO project label that's out there. And any new kind of emerging trends, hot categories that you know, maybe putting a concerted effort to adding shelf space to?
We really have emphasized the Paleolithic diet at our stores lately. And so items that would be food items that would be synergistic with that are having a really good acceleration of sales right now. And then the other thing that we are in the process of doing is really increasing our standards on particular categories so that there's even a higher standard to be in our store, and people really like that and having the higher quality products.
Is there a new signage or something you're doing to call that out?
We'll be having a pretty major change in a couple of our product category standards here in the next month or so.
Great. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thanks.
At this time, there are no further questions. I would like to turn the conference back over to management for closing remarks.
Well, I appreciate everybody being on the call today, and have a good afternoon. Thanks. Bye.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.